300 miles away in the large, square, windowless room that served as mission control for Project Scoop, Lieutenant Edgar Comro sat with his feet on his desk and a stack of scientific journal articles before him. Comro was serving as control officer for the night. It was a duty he filled once a month, directing the evening operations of the skeleton crew of 12. Tonight, the crew was monitoring the progress and reports of the van coded Caper 1, now making its way across the Arizona desert. The overhead loudspeaker, which carried the voice transmission from the van of Sean and Crane, clicked on. Sean said, "This is Caper 1 to Vandal Decca. Caper 1 to Vandal Decca, are you reading? Over. We are about to enter the town of Piedmont and recover the satellite."
"Very good, Caper 1. Leave your radio open."
Over the crackling static, Comro heard the rumbling of the van engine, and he heard the two men in the van talking quietly.
"Did you see that?"
"See what?"
"Back there on the sidewalk, it looked like a body."
Then Comro heard the van come to a halt, brakes squealing.
"Jesus!
It's another one, sir."
Sean's voice became louder, more formal as he ran through the call.
"This is Caper 1 to Vandal Decker, over."
Comro picked up the microphone.
"Reading you. What's happened?"
Sean, his voice tight, said,
"Sir, we see bodies. Lots of them. They appear to be dead."
Comro said mildly,
"Proceed to the capsule, Caper 1.
Then he picked up the telephone and said, "Get me Major Manchek. M-A-N-C-H-E-K. This is a stat call. I'll hold." While he waited, he cradled the phone on his shoulder and lit a cigarette. Over the loudspeaker, Sean could be heard to say,
"They're all over. There must be dozens of them.
Like they dropped in their tracks, stumbled and fallen down dead."
"All over the streets, on the sidewalks."
Another silence, then Crane.
"Sir?"
"Jesus.
You see him? The man in the white robe walking across the street?"
The next sound was a high-pitched scream and a crunching noise. Transmission ended at this point, and Vandenberg's Scoop Mission Control was not able to raise the two men again. Major Arthur Manchek, his face still creased with sleep, sat at the edge of Comro's desk and listened to the replay of the tape from the van. When it was finished, he said,
"Strangest damn thing I ever heard,"
and played it over again. While he did so, he carefully filled his pipe with tobacco, lit it, and tapped it down. Arthur Manchek was an engineer, a quiet, heavy-set man. He had come from Wright-Patterson in Ohio, where he had been in charge of experiments in spacecraft landing methods. His success led to a promotion and transfer to Vandenberg. Here he did administrative work and hated it. People bored Manchek. The mechanics of manipulation and the vagaries of subordinate personality held no fascination for him. He often wished he were back at the wind tunnels of Wright-Patterson. Now he sighed and puffed on his pipe as the tape spun out for the second time.
"No communications breakdown, I take it?"
Comro shook his head.
"We checked all systems at this end. We're still monitoring the frequency."
"We need evidence,"
Manchek said, almost to himself. He was considering categories of evidence and possible findings, contingencies.
"Evidence of what?"
Manchek ignored the question.
"Have we got a scavenger on the base?"
"I'm not sure, sir. If we don't, we can get one from Edwards."
"Then do it."
Manchek stood up.
"We'll want a flyby over that town and a complete scan. All canisters to come directly. Alert the labs."